live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 231. I am your host, Brandon Reif, joined as always, always. He'll be here in a second. There he is right there. Joined as always by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
Man, better late than never, man. I'm doing just fine, Brandon Reif, man. Doing just fine on this, on our standard Wednesday, man, our normal Wednesday crossroad day, man. So, no, Brandon, dude, I know we are in the middle of the feeling of the fall season, like just right in the middle of like smack dab. You got NFL going, you got Major League Baseball going, you got NHL going, you got the NBA going, you know what I'm saying? And you got us talking about it, man. So, Brandon, please, you know what I'm saying, give us the official rundown for tonight.
Absolutely. We got the sports equinox going on with all four major sports. And scary enough, real quick, we got college basketball that starts in like 2 weeks. They're already playing some exhibition games right now, which is even wilder. So, anyways, big show tonight. We've got NFL. We're going to catch you up on the NFL news and notes, talking Colts. A lot of Colts talk going on right now. They've made a change.
Course.
If you haven't heard and you've been under a rock, they've changed quarterbacks. We'll talk that and more, our thoughts. Some struggles from some of these teams around the league. We'll talk that and more as well. And we'll dive in, as always, to our college football world, talk some of the local teams here and some games that caught our eyes from the weekend. We'll go over our picks from last week with Tanner, do our picks the following week with Mr. Penrod when he joins us at 8 o'clock tonight. And then we will be kind of going over our rankings as well. So we'll have that. We've got an NBA update, just a quick hitter of the NBA, kind of where we're going. Our Indiana Pacers, they're in action here tonight, Wednesday night, in Chicago. So we'll talk a little bit of Pacers, what we've seen so far, what we like, what we don't like, and go from there. And then how can you go without saying the Fall Classic, the World Series, starts this Friday night, Astros-Phillies. We'll dab into a little bit of that tonight. We'll take your calls, as always. So with that being said, John, I feel like we have to go to the big elephant in the room. Colts lose 19-10 in Nashville. It was a bit of a struggle, turnovers for the Colts. After the game, apparently, Mr. Irsay met with Ballard and Frank Wright, and they say, "Hey, Matt Ryan, your arm's hurt. We're just going to shut you down for the rest of the season." Sam Ehlinger, you're the starting quarterback for the Colts for the rest of the year, and I sent you that text.
Rest of the year.
I didn't think you believed me.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I said, "Is that confirmed? Is that for real?"
Confirmed. You know? What is your thoughts, John, with this Indianapolis Colts team? Now, I heard today Jimmy Irsay trying to save some money. If Matt Ryan gets hurt, they have to pay him $14-15 million extra. So they said, before you get super hurt, we'll just shut you down.
So why not go on IR? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Perplexing, man. Some of these moves the Colts are doing are perplexing, man. And rather, let's just talk about the game first, Brandon. So the Colts never could get anything positive going. When he threw the eighth interception, I said, there's no way he'll throw the ninth. And I went downstairs because I was doing laundry that day, right? You ain't supposed to do laundry on Sunday. But I was doing laundry that Sunday. I walked down the stairs, and as I walked back up the stairs, he threw the ninth interception.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, nah, man, it's ugly. It's ugly. What Matt Ryan, that's not the version of Matt Ryan that he wants to be remembered by. That's not what the version of Matt Ryan that the Colts intended, you know what I'm saying, this Colts offense to be. But it, you know what I'm saying, rather than be a wobbly mess of like good this week, poor, great, I mean, looks like a hot mess the next week, you know what I'm saying, Jim Irsay decided to pull the plug. And I mean, that's who pulled the plug, let's just be honest. You know, Brandon, I kind of want to also be honest, man, that's also who kind of made this plug kind of happen. I know a lot of times we lay the head of, and we have to because that's who he employed to be the general manager to like make moves happen. But, like, You know, I don't know, Brandon. What your kind of your thoughts about the retread quarterback? I'm gonna call it a syndrome because it's a sickness. It's the Colts have. Like, you know what I'm saying? And hands down, Peyton Manning. Of course, you know, you've seen it. You've seen the talent. You know what it was. Andrew Luck, you've seen the talent. You know what was there. But, like, outside of that, they haven't necessarily got quarterback right.
It's disgusting.
You know, they haven't got quarterback right. So, like, why are you your theory on if you don't have that, you know what I'm saying, talent like a Peyton Manning, like an Andrew Luck. Maybe your theory on, like, let's go get us a patch-em-up quarterback. Maybe that's not what you should – maybe you should reject that. I'm not saying tank because, as we all know, you can find quarterback gold, you know what I'm saying, in the latter rounds. That doesn't necessarily have to be – some guys don't be – you know what I'm saying? We're still evaluating number one picks, you know what I'm saying, down there in Jacksonville. It's not necessarily that he's going to be – he's going to transcend just yet, but there can be quarterbacks that can be found in the latter rounds, man, and the Colts didn't do their due diligence in the latter rounds to address left tackle, to do their due diligence to address quarterback, you know what I'm saying? And here we are, man. But, you know, Brandon, the game just never – they never just had control of the game. And Tennessee gave them – was given opportunities to stay in the game.
Yeah.
You know? So the Colts, as far as the game, they couldn't seize the reins, and here they are, man. Here they are. Change the quarterback. Some people call it a tank move. I don't necessarily call, I mean, you can look at it like that. You got to see what you have in Sam Ehlinger. I've seen plenty of it because I used to watch it. I mean, I still do a lot of Big 12 football on Saturday mornings, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He repped Texas three years ago. So, but like, nah, man, you know, you can tell he can play. That's for darn sure.
Right.
He looked like he could start. And when we, you know, in the preseason, you know what I mean? He looked good. So I'm not saying, well, here's the thing, though, Brandon. Like, look at it from Jim Irsay's standpoint.
Playing preseason, right? Against third and fourth stringers a hell of a lot different from playing starters on an NFL Sunday.
True enough, Brandon. But has Geno Smith in this today's NFL, Cooper Rush is like, you know what I'm saying? I know Dak is back, but like Cooper Rush went out there and won games. Geno Smith went out there and won games. Why? That's what Jim Irsay is thinking about. Why
can I ask you a couple questions?
Absolutely. I'm not speaking for the coach, though. But
I want you to because I want you to put your Colts hat on.
Got you.
Couple things. This organization for 5 years now, and I think we've got the graphic, for 5 years now has paid – quarterbacks, $145 million, John.
Right.
This year, it was $24 million to Matt Ryan for this year.
Yep.
And if he's on the roster next year, it's another cool $21 million for him. $145 million since 2018 for a quarterback that you still haven't figured out. But here's my question. We're spending money, right? We're spending money on these positions, quarterback. Okay, running back Jonathan Taylor, you've got a contract.
He's coming to a contract.
Do you pay the man? Right. Do you not? You played well without him in times.
But
Quentin Nelson. This dude's getting pancaked, and you paid him what, 50 or 20, 40 some million dollars or whatever?
I think he's getting pancaked.
He ain't showing up at all. But also, I'm not hearing anybody put any problems on this all-pro running back. Why does he get a pass? I mean, he ain't doing his job this year. I mean, what the hell is his stats right now?
Jonathan Taylor has
digressed this year.
He took a bit of an injury.
386 yards rushing. One touchdown, John. Brandon, one touchdown.
Brandon, there's no question in your hope. That was more of like a rant. There's no question.
Well,
you asked me about quarterback. Of course, like, what is real money in the NFL anyway? I don't even know why fans in any way now, as it relates to the NFL or the NBA, worry about salary caps if you play, especially in the NFL. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Unless your team is going to spend money on quarterback.
Right.
Whether it's bad quarterback play or whether it's good, they're going to spend money on quarterbacks. How many quarterbacks shuttled in out of Miami before they figured, you know what I'm saying? Hell, they're still valuable.
They haven't figured it out still.
You know, so you know you're gonna pay big money for a quarterback. I don't lose my mind about quarterback. I just get the fact that like you don't build, you're not building consistency. You didn't know, you had to know that Phillip Rivers was going to retire on you, right? So you got to get a quarterback that year. You have to. You had to know that the homie from Georgia, left tackle, was going to retire. He always flirted with retiring anyway. So why didn't you address left tackle? Thank you. Thank you. So you know, it's kind of the quarterback. Okay, Brandon, here's what I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to throw it back at you. I think the quarterback situation is Jim Irsay's problem, and the rest of the roster, he puts that on ballot. Fair assessment.
Okay, but it's you're right. I think that's the case as well. I think Jim looks at the quarterback position and says, this is who we need to go out and get and bring to this team to run my franchise. But how many times before the season did I tell you, John, you still got a shit ton of money left in cap space you haven't spent. Like, what are we waiting on? You didn't spend it on a wide receiver, which
right.
You still need a playmaker for that. I mean, I know Alex Pierce is stepped up, and that's nice. But
well, here's the thing, right? He's going to give you pushback because everybody who said we should have spent money said, let's go get Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins just got off IR. Everybody who said they should go spend money, they said, I'm speaking as a coach now, let's go get Julio Jones. Julio Jones, has he got on the field?
Nope.
You see what I'm saying? So everybody
point.
They said, let's go throw money at. You see what I'm saying? But there was other options, though, Braddock. So I know what you're saying. But, like, you know, do you go that you know what I'm saying? Do you go that expensive route? Or do you go look that? So the guys that they have, I think, are good, Brandon. I really do.
Yeah.
Forgot the wideouts, I think they are good. I didn't say great.
They're serviceable.
They just need to, right. The quarterback, the Band-Aid needs to come off. Absolutely.
Now, with Ellinger, obviously you get a mobile quarterback, pass and run options a little bit more available than the statue Matt Ryan that was. So that'll help a little bit.
Ooh.
But to me, it's just that when they get past that offensive line, it's going to be easier for him to scramble, run for his life. Now, here's the thing. If you got him doing that, this little guy, Sam Ellinger, it's just going to take one hit, possibly. And then you're going to have to think again, what the hell are you going to do at this quarterback position? Do you play Nick Foles? I mean, he was the number two, wasn't he? What has he done to digress down to number three?
I like this better scenario, Brandon. I think the best in their hope of hopes is they can get – how many games do they have left? 10? They have 10 games left, correct?
Yeah.
In their hopes of hopes, they could go 5-5. There still would be a mutual parting of the ways. It would be like, you know, saying thank you, Frank Wright. Think, you know what I'm saying, if the Colts could win 5 more games and, you know what I'm saying, and kind of put a bud on this, you know what I'm saying, you know, think about what the Colts have kind of had to overcome. Darius Leonard, you know what I'm saying, not out here, like, you know what I'm saying, not available. But, Taylor, not available. The other running back, now he took concussion, not available.
Mind.
So, you know what I'm saying, now you haven't had all your weapons. You haven't had all your weapons, so. Quarterback play questionable. Offensive line play questionable. You know, haven't necessarily had all your weapons, man. So, but there's no excuses in football. If this move can get them, I mean, I'm just saying the Disneyland, Fantasy Island's ending, Brandon, 5-5. They go the rest of the way. And then hopefully Tennessee chokes it off, right? And they somehow
right.
win the, mathematically, they win the AFC South. That's
so,
the best hope that they can have.
So Matt Ryan's got a quote-unquote shoulder sprain. He's been benched the rest of the year, which I've never heard of sprain getting benched for the rest of the year. He said today, quote, I'm still here for the Colts, so at least he's going to stick it out. Hey, hit up the golf courses, man. You got nothing else to do now, so hit up the course. This weekend, Colts Commanders, which initially was going to be a Carson Wentz return, but now he's on IR. So Colts -3, they're 3-point favorites at home. On Sunday afternoon at 4:25 kickoff at Lucas Oil Stadium. I'm actually going to be at the game, John. I'm going with a buddy of mine who's season tickets. I kind of wanted to see the return of Carson initially back when I told him to see the booze. Uh-huh. But now I get to see Sam Ellinger debut and also the Daniel Snyder, Jim Irsay drama that goes on. And Jim, I understand calling him out and good for him to call, be an owner to call out Daniel Snyder for all his crap and his wrongdoings. But Jim,
right.
your closet ain't that empty yourself, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to be interested to see how the owners do with each other, if there's any repercussions on from Sunday.
Ah, man, there will be no WWE type of battle royal like Donald
no
Trump.
No steel chair.
Miss McMahon, nothing like that, man. We wish, but like, no, there'd be nothing like that, man. The coaches just try to do their best to win the game. Brandon, I scratch my head. I know there's a lot of drama that's swirling around quarterback. I mean, again, let's look at it. Look at the defense play well enough, right? So again, your defense is playing well. I don't know. I still put a question mark on the special teams. Like, I don't know how, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm almost going to fire Frank Reich just on the special teams just the last two seasons. I really would, Brandon. Like, special
right.
teams play is I mean, again, he's supposed to be a man, he's, you know, scientifically analysis, man. That's where special teams, like, lose their mind. And, like, I don't know about it, again, you're not supposed to lose your mind about, you know what I'm saying, punters and field goals and whatnot. But, again, those that do usually hang in banners at the end of the year, right? But I don't know, Brandon. They got enough defense, right, to keep teams honest. They just got to make sure. They just got to hope that Gallagher can at least get them to 20 points.
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
What it's going to be to the Commanders for sure.
Yeah. All right, we got a call real quick. We'll bring them on.
Oh, bring them on.
Sweet Lou, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man.
Yeah,
hey, cool. I got to ask you, how about them Jets, 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 Jets?
Exactly. Except for the injuries that we got last week, you know, that's another story. So that's the only thing.
Tough.
Yeah. And because it's a fan favorite, too, and now this had to happen, of course.
Well, you at least went on and got James Robinson. That's at least
right.
The old Jets teams, I feel like, Lou, would have just said, we lost Breece. It's a shame. We'll just stick with what we got. But going out saying, hey, we have to fill in, we got to replace this piece, we got to find an explosive player. I mean, James Robinson's no slouch. I mean, you can ask Colts fans that. He ran all over them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the Colts done.
Listen, we're trying to keep Jonathan out of the hospital with his Colts, man. It's been tough
right.
for him.
Yeah, I know.
So what else you got?
And the Giants too. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if the Eagles were undefeated, the Giants might have been first place. You know, the Eagles didn't pull some heroics.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan wanted me to ask. He was wanting to ask you previously. The issue was Joe Judge, right? That was it.
Yeah. That was.
It has to be because it's moved to New England. The issue moved to New England. He's messing up their quarterback room.
Oh, it's a mess up there.
Yeah. Patriots are the same since Brady left.
Yeah. How is the region up there? I mean, we had two baseball squads, the Mets and the Yankees, who were thinking World Series hopes, Subway Series.
Well, a lot of people were thinking that, but I didn't think it was going to be a Subway Series. I figured the Mets were going to lose, you know, even if they were going to go up against, you know, say if the Dodgers would have made it, they would have lost against them anyway. So there was a very slim chance it's going to be a Subway Series. I'm not surprised that the Astros won. It's how they won that surprises me because they beat the Yankees in a sweep. That I did not expect. Despite the fact it was competitive in all four games, I did not expect to see a four-game sweep. That was a bit too much to ask. Now, if you're asking about how it's going to be in this series with the Phillies, I think the Phillies are going to run into a lot of problems. I don't see them. If they get a win, that's all they're probably going to get. But I see it very doubtful for the Phillies to win this series. Not with the lineup the Astros have.
Yeah, and they haven't played their best baseball yet, I feel like, Lou. I mean, Altuve, their best player, he's struggling. So, I mean, they're going to be dangerous if he can get going. And like you mentioned, you know, I think the Phillies, they're hot, and I'm going to cheer for them to win over the Astros. But I think 4 days off, that may have just cooled the hot streak that the Phillies have been on. You know, this time off, I think it favors more the Astros.
You would think they would start earlier. You know, maybe but then again, Fox is going to preempt the Masked Singer, so I think it was a problem with that. Never mind. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Are you more surprised that the Astros beat the Yankees in four games and swept them, or the fact that today they announced Aaron Boone's returning?
More surprised the Yankees lost in a sweep. I wasn't surprised about Boone returning. I figured it was going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Some Yankee fans might be surprised because, you know, everybody expects this, you know, they have the World Series or bust mentality. I don't really go for that. I mean, yeah, it would have been great if they would have got to the World Series and that would have been more secure. But I think, you know, maybe that the management is happy with Boone's performance. I mean, this is the first time they've gotten there in quite some time. So, the ALCS. So, I think based on that, I don't think it was too much of a shock.
Okay.
Lou, I got one question for you, man. What's your gut feeling? Is Aaron Judge gonna stay in with the Yankees, or is he going?
Until I hear from official words, sign on the dot line, he's not going anywhere. I heard rumors he was going to San Francisco, but all I heard was a rumor. I didn't hear anything based on a fact. When you give me the facts, then I'll believe it. Until then, I'm not buying it.
Gotcha. All right.
You heard it, the source, right there.
And in the words of Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered. Yeah.
And don't forget about my
show. There's been a slight change. Yeah, the Enhanced Sports Show is now on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 5 to 7 to accommodate another show that follows me. And besides, later at the earlier time slot, if I'm still in, it tastes great, too. So anyway, the number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662. That's 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Not 4 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, not 4 o'clock in South America or Australia or Bora Bora or wherever. It's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, also why I like to call it New York Time, since I'm close to that area.
That's right. Lou, it's been a pleasure, my man. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks for taking the call.
Have a great Halloween. The Enhanced Sports Show. All right, John. That's our guy, Sweet Lou. Man, I had to get his take on those. I had to get the Jets, Giants. I mean, let's talk Jets and Giants. How shocked are you right
Daniel
now?
Daniel Jones is going to the Pro Bowl, man.
Oh,
can you
come
believe?
On now.
Daniel Jones is going to the Pro Bowl. The New York Giants were supposed to be in tank mode, looking at potentially drafting one of these fancy quarterbacks from one of these fancy SEC schools. And now, it's still some season left to play, right? It's now, but like now they're looking like, now they're
right.
Making the NFC East. Like, you know, like how many wild card teams are going to try to come out of that, out of that division, man? So the Giants are playing, you know what I'm saying? It's always close. I mean, you know, the games are always close, but like, dude, whether you win by one or 131, doesn't really matter as long as you win. Like I said, the Giants are in control. But Saquon Barkley is feeling better. You know what I'm saying? He's 100%, right? Not in and out of the lineup. And like I said, Daniel Jones, not necessarily playing lights out, but you know, just playing some winning football. And that's what you kind of want out of your quarterback.
Yeah. Well, are you going to apologize? You're going to take the moniker of NFC least off of him?
NFC least, man. I'm not going to call that no more, man. And as far as the Jets, man, like, I'm just as shocked as everybody else. You know, they've won with their starting rookie, with the kid quarterback. They've won with the backup. I mean, Brandon, like, just like college football, when Tanner comes on, man, we're probably, like, we have to have a kumbaya moment too, man. RIP my last week's of picks, man. I've been on the sports show for like 2 years now, and you wouldn't think that by my picks, man. But like, nah, man.
It's a struggle year for you.
The NFL season is kind of been a surprise, man, all around. You can talk. You point the finger at the Jets, and you point the finger at the Giants. I point the finger down there in Tampa Bay. What the hell is that? That's a hot damn mess, Brandon.
It is.
Losing to the Carolina Panthers just fired their coach. The Carolina Panthers just traded away probably, arguably, they best player in Christian McCaffrey. They trying to lose. The Baker Mayfield, he didn't play. He's done. He's done for the season himself, too. Another guy the coach fandom wanted. I'm glad that Chris Ballard was smart enough not to bring that hot trash mess in here. But look, what's going on with Tampa Bay? falling,
not good,
nothing falling apart, dude.
Not good.
You said what?
I said it's not good.
Not good. Not good. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We go around the map, Brandon. I don't know what's going on in New England. They had full confidence in their quarterback, Mac Jones, last year. Now, you know what I'm saying, the offensive coordinator becomes the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. They bring back Joe Judge because he has a relationship with Bill Belichick, and like now they don't know how to score football anymore. They don't know how to run the football anymore. They don't know how to play Patriot football. It's weird, dude. This NFL season is weird. The New York Jets are actually freaking good this year. The New York Giants are actually freaking good this year, and Tom Brady looks like he's on his way to Matt Ryanville in two more games.
Well, I mean, let's just keep it going. What about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Well, hey, man, listen, we have a lot of great Packer fans listen to the show. Shout out to Craig Ryan, right? He's the biggest Packer fan to listen to the show. He always comments, man, listen here, Brandon. That is a hot it's a hot damn mess, man. It's a hot damn mess because Aaron Rodgers has turned from coach. No, excuse me. He's turned from quarterback to coach to general manager. And the manager, did you listen to the soundbite? Do we have the soundbite, Brandon? If we had the after Sunday's loss soundbite, man, he goes from Aaron Rodgers, the player, to Aaron Rodgers, the coach, to Aaron Rodgers, general manager. I thought we was going to see Aaron Rodgers, the owner. But it didn't come out, man. This dude, Aaron Rodgers, is due $59 million for 1 year. He's making $45 million this year. He's going to make $59 million next year. And he's the Green Bay Packers' big problem that they are stuck with, because the reason why they ain't winning is because of him. It ain't got to do with nobody else. It's because of him.
Here you go, John.
Man, here we go. Let's
It's a little bit long, but I'll try to play some of it.
Okay.
The camera got your head ejected and we're looking down. What goes through your mind, and what do you pull from when things aren't going well throughout a game or through a season, your experience in the NFL? What do you pull from in times like these?
Past, the success we've had in the past, confidence, plays that I've made, plays that we've made. Past.
Did you take your hand at halftime?
No.
We have the talent on our team, John, but it's not, it has to consistently show up. So he's saying he shows up, but his teammates don't.
Right. So you supposed to say that to the media guy? All right.
Who's more concerned? Who are you more concerned with right now, Rodgers or Brady?
Man, you know, as far as like who can get back into the win column, is that what you're kind of asking me?
I want you to put your analysis hat on, your analyst hat on, and tell me if I say, hey, John, which one of these guys are you more concerned about that can't get back to the level that he's at?
The Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, because now the fool not only – so you go – wait a minute, Brandon. He said that, but then at the same daggone presser, he says we're going to go into Buffalo and take care of business like we take care of business in the NFC North. Dude, Buffalo is not the Chicago Bears, and I'm not hating on the Chicago Bears. Buffalo is not the Minnesota Vikings, and I am hating on them because who would ever bet on the Minnesota Vikings to win anything, right? And the Detroit Lions, there you go. Sorry. That ain't this year's Buffalo Bills. So you in one hand, you downgrading your player, but in one hand, now you're saying we're going to go on the road and pump them up. We're going to go on the road and beat Josh Allen. This dude got brass ones, Brandon. And, like, dude, they're going to get sawed down next year. They're going to get sawed down Sunday.
Let me see if I got another clip for you.
I bet you Buffalo. I'll talk about it. Find it up. I bet you Buffalo put that on the chalkboard. Aaron Rodgers running that mouth again, you know what I'm saying? So again, man, they're as far as them winning the division. Did you find the clip, Brandon?
I think so. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
I think you know what it tells you. They didn't need to.
When you said run the table a few years ago, that seemed really plausible. Does it?
Did it so? Can we rewind history, Pete, and look at what you said about it? What'd you say?
I'll tell you for sure. I have to go back and look, but it was at least plausible.
Plausible.
And I'm wondering if that feels not running the table, but riding the ship and getting the playoffs, does that feel plausible right now?
Goddamn right it does.
Is that a widespread belief in your locker room? I see that you guys can get.
Goddamn right it does.
No concern here about your squad.
should be. Unless they don't think they're the right person for the job. I think I'm the right person for the job. So I'd have to ask them.
So he's already alienating himself from his teammates right there.
Dude, there, he better get
you will never hear Tom Brady do that.
Not in the press. No, not in the press, not with the TV people, no. Now, he'll lose his marbles on the sideline.
That's the offense. But, I need a real wide receiver. Oh, my goodness. Hey,
so
imagine he would have came to Indianapolis. Back. He would have been shitty as well.
Right, you took a shot back up at the front office and the guy that they picked. And, you know, listen, man, good luck with Aaron Rodgers. Good luck. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get Green Bay wanted him back, and that's what they got. Now you got to deal with this monster, Aaron Rodgers.
Whew. Greg Ryan. Good luck. Craig Ryan tarnishing that legacy up there in Green Bay. Hey, I guess we could go even farther back. Look at Brett Favre. I mean, look what we're doing with him right now.
I knew it was coming. You going to miss Mark Shamir, too? You going to miss
your... hey, if the shoe fits.
Criminal empire up there.
I also want another apology from you. I'm just asking for all these apologies.
About who?
I need you to apologize to Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. 5-1, about to win the damn division.
They'll choke.
They'll
choke. You know any Minnesota Vikings fans?
Are you a believer in the Bears?
They're a fast riser, Brandon. They really are. They are a fast riser. They should win. They should win. Give me their bracket real quick, Brandon. I just want to give you a real quick heads up. I think they should win at least 3 more games. Them not definitely not in the playoffs, but
3-4. 3-4 tied with the Pack. 3 games back in the division.
Yeah, I think when I did my evaluation of the Bears, I had them winning, you know, pie in the sky 7 games. Pie in the sky. But they should win at least 6 games this year. But, like, no, man, it's not gloomy there in Chicago, not at all.
Are you ready to
next year, too?
You were a little bit of a believer in the Detroit Lions. Well, they're sitting at 1-5.
Shame on me. I had to learn, man. And, you know what I'm saying, talking with, you know what I'm saying, the folks used to kind of call the show and talk about Detroit and our illustrious sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, man. Who's also a Detroit Lions fan, man. Like, dude, they made all the right moves when it comes to draft. They drafted offensive linemen. They drafted defensive guys, you know what I'm saying, from big-name universities that could do some, you know what I'm saying. What's the dude from Michigan? What's he doing? Does it look like, you know what I'm saying, Hutchinson, does it look like it transcends over from Michigan to the Detroit? I mean, you haven't seen it. They can't stop a cold. And then Jared Goff, he's back to, you know, his California, you know what I'm saying, throwing the ball up in the clouds again.
Right.
You know, so, like, nah, man, I don't believe in Minnesota, and that's why I still give Green Bay – at some point, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, he'll come to Aaron Rodgers' moment. And they'll all kind of figure it out because, like, the division is winnable. Even at 9 wins, their division is winnable.
Yeah. Another thing, John, is the 49ers traded from Christian McCaffrey, so he'll get up there with Jimmy G and Debo Samuel to add another piece. The 49ers are 3-4 right now. They're 1 game back of the Rams and Seattle. I don't know if that's even enough. They're a Jekyll and Hyde team in the NFL. Like, they play great and look great on some weeks, and some weeks they look like trash.
Right.
You got to think that's going to help them maybe for a couple games once he gets acclimated, but.
Yeah, he had a couple good runs, but they were facing Kansas City, and, like, once Kansas City gets going, man, it's like NASCAR on ice, right? And you can't catch them. So. Speaking of which, NASCAR is going on ice. I don't know if you saw that, but, like, we'll talk about that later. But, like, nah, man, the 49ers trading him, I mean, you know what I'm saying, acquiring him, it'll kind of make things interesting because, again, they'll get on the positive side of the one-loss column. You know what I mean? They're a good football team. They have a defense that travels, right? I think a lot of guys are nicked up right now. What that looks like with, you know, saying those two running backs in the backfield that can kind of do exotic things, like wideouts is what, you know, saying we're going to see probably next couple of weeks. It's going to be interesting to see that. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure out there in San Francisco to get back to the Super Bowl, especially when the Rams kind of won up, you know, saying
right.
and won the Super Bowl last year. I think that there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco. Not saying, Brandon, you know, saying anybody, you know, in that locker room is going to get fired if they don't win the Super Bowl or this season ends on a sour note. But, you know, there might be some whispers, you know what I'm saying, that if they don't get to at least to the playoffs. But like, because, again, they got a good enough team to do that. But then they're not necessarily playing smart, tough. They're not playing smart football. And like I said, they got a couple guys nicked up. But I think, once McCaffrey gets acclimated, they'll be away they'll go.
Gotcha. I do want to ask you – hold on. I'll say it. My Steelers played Sunday Night Football against the Dolphins. Played like shit, like normal, and had a chance to win the game there. And hey, some people might get upset. I didn't see many Steeler fans getting upset, maybe just by some of the play calling at first. But hey, somebody asked me, what's your thoughts on the game? I said, hey, we had a chance to win. Rookie quarterback, it's a freaking learning experience is what it is. You got to learn not to throw that pass like that. You know, there's a couple passes he probably wish he would have took back. It's just a learning curve, and I think Kenny, keeping him out here there as much as you can and let him just get the experience. I mean, Peyton Manning, did he lead the league in interceptions his rookie year? So not saying that Kenny Pickett's going to be the next Peyton Manning, but you got to believe that the experience, getting the experience and the experience is going to turn that tide at some point. It may be 2 years. It may be next year. It may be 3 years. Hey, we're in the game. All I can ask for is as long as we have a chance to win. It is what it is. So it didn't look good at first, but I think Chris Collinsworth said it best is, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're not going to kill them. Like, they're not going to die. They'll always find a way to stay in it. And they were holding them to field goals and then fourth down stops. So, hey, they were in it. That's all I can say. Growing pains for Kenny Pickett. I'm fine with it. We've got our guy in there, and we're on to the next game. The next game is a tough one. We play Philadelphia this weekend at Philly. So it's going to be another learning curve moment for Pickett. I mean, we are in a gauntlet right now on our schedule. And I said this was going to be a gauntlet schedule time. Stuff will get easier at times, but we go – I mean, if you think about it, we went Jets, who now are good, Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles, and then Saints, Bengals, Colts, Falcons, Ravens, and then there. So we'll see what happens there. I can't wait, I'm going to that Colts Steelers game here on Monday Night Football, so that'll be an interesting to see. The Pickett jersey has been ordered, so the Pickett jersey is on its way. We are crowning him. He is the new anointed king. Sorry, Mitch. But hey, it is what it is. John, what's your assessment with Steelers, Kenny Pickett, the game? I know you saw some of the highlights probably. I'm okay with it because, hey, it's growing pains. It is what it is.
Yeah, this is what you expect. This is what you want rather than knowing what you have with Kenny Pickett, knowing what you might need going further to help him, you know what I'm saying, with his progression. You know what I'm saying? Do you need to address offensive tackle? Probably. In the offseason, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, again, Brandon, I don't necessarily think there will be some quarterbacks available. Okay, so he shouldn't necessarily think he's comfortable in that position that the Steelers wouldn't think about. If somebody, let's say, like, if the Pittsburgh Steelers was picking, let's say, in the draft, let's say number 11, I think there's a particular quarterback, you know what I'm saying? If there's a particular quarterback in Utah that if he was there, they might think about. But I think they also, there's other holes that they kind of need to fill. There's priority for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If they want to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, nurture, you know what I'm saying, his talent. And he clearly got talent. So, just like you said, just learning curve. He's got to deal with the speed. That's the main thing that I see. You know what I'm saying, and learn how to react and get out of bad situations and live to see another day. And, you know, those things we all know. Throw the ball away to live to see another day. And maybe not just like get beat up out there. But yeah, this is a good move for the Steelers for sure.
The good news about it, guess who came back to practice today? T.J. Watt. So.
Oh man, there you go, Wolverine. There you go.
He's back to practice. I don't know if he's going to play Sunday or not. He probably maybe one more week. I guess, and I think you wait one more week and you do the home game against the Saints. I think you bring him back for there. That gives a little extra juice for the team. Jameis may be throwing picks all over the place, or you might got Andy Dalton, who never plays well in Pittsburgh. So you could do that either way. And we'll kind of see. We'll see what happens there. Steelers got, of the remaining games, 2, 4, 6, 8, of the remaining 10 games, three of them are on national at night games, national televised night games right now. I mean, they may flex the hell out of one of them. Well, actually, they can't. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll flex the Christmas Eve game. They play Christmas Eve at home against the Raiders. I don't know if there's another game there that might be. Huh?
That's going to be nuts.
Yeah. Christmas Eve in Pittsburgh. Let me see what week that is. That's what week?
It's snow on the ground for sure.
Is that 16? Oh, yeah. 16. Yeah, it's week 16. Week 16 NFL. Let me see if there's any games that week that might get flexed in it. Jags, yeah. Jets?
No.
Seahawks, Chiefs? Ooh, well, there is one. Giants, Vikings. That could get flexed.
Yeah.
Eagles and Cowboys.
If that's over that, yeah, that could, that definitely could.
Yeah, they play, Eagles and Cowboys play on 425 on Christmas Eve. Let's see, the rest of them, Christmas Day, you got three games on Christmas Day. Packers, Dolphins, Broncos, Rams. Oh God. Ugh. And Buccaneers, Cardinals. And then the day after Christmas, John, as you're full and you're done wrapping presents and you're, you know, getting your affairs back in order and everything, you got Chargers coming here to take on the Colts.
Underperforming Chargers. You need to put that out there, dude. I haven't done it. Shame on me.
Uh-oh. No, listen, I put stuff out there. I had Charger Nation come after me.
Well, I hope they're listening. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting ready to dig into them, man.
Oh,
made a lot of moves in the offseason. A lot of big star. They brought in, you know, a guy from Chicago. Remember? They brought in this, and everything was supposed to be better with the coaching. It hasn't been. It hasn't been. The Charger fan base shouldn't be mad at me. They should be mad if they coach.
I think the quarterback's hurt.
Okay, but again, Brandon, in this day and age, of NFL, if you have other pieces, you better have a darn good, competent backup. Dallas, like again, man, we would be asking for Mike McCarthy's head, but we're not right now because Cooper Rush might have saved Mike McCarthy, Brandon. That's just my hot take opinion. Because they went on that win streak, but you better have a good backup, dude. And the Chargers don't. I mean, if you're saying he's hurt, then he needs to sit down. And the backup, they need to trust the process, right? To feel that old, you know, saying from Philadelphia, trust the process and go out there and try to win some games.
Yeah. What else do I got for you?
Because the Bengals have shook off whatever little, you know.
I still don't believe in them yet.
Yeah, of course you would, Brad. You're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
No. I mean, come on now. I'm rational, but, I mean, I don't.
I know.
They still got to show some things. Listen, from where we expected them to be this year to where they're at right now, it's unacceptable.
You say that from a one-loss standpoint.
Correct.
But they
four and three from the AFC champions to 4-3, second in your conference or your division.
Hold on, Brandon. Did the conference? Did the division level up?
No, the division's trash.
Stop it. Cleveland's better.
They're 2-5. They've lost four in a row. Cleveland's terrible.
They're waiting for Deshaun Watson.
Well, the season's over by that point. It's week 11 when he's, or week 12 when he's back.
Yeah, man. They started off good. I forgot.
Who do you believe in this division? I will tell you this. If you give me the teams, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Who do I believe out of those four teams who, hey, Brandon, you need to put all your eggs in the basket. Who are you going to put your legs in? I'm going to pick the Bengals just because the Ravens, Jesus, you don't know what you're going to get out of Lamar.
You don't.
It
looked like the MVP. It looked like the MVP for the first 3 weeks, man. And then I don't know what happened.
I don't.
Do you trust the coaches? I mean, I know not you, but do you trust Harbaugh? His coaching has kind of come into question.
I do. I think he's gave too much leeway to the players.
It's black and blue. It's just black and blue. That I have more respect for that division because every now and then they still lead. They still wins off one another. I get what you're saying with Cleveland being 2-5, but every now and then, like, so whoever they play, they'll play somebody next week and mess around and beat them.
Right. Reggie, we'll get you on here in a second. I got you on hold. We'll get you on here in a second.
Reggie's
John,
probably going to lose mind about
I got to ask you a couple things first.
Yeah, come on.
Besides the Chiefs and the the Chiefs and the Bills, Chiefs 5-2, Bills 5-1 off a bye week. Who's the third best team in the AFC?
Besides the Chiefs and the Bills, the third best team in the AFC.
Let me give you, while you're thinking about it, I'll just name you some of the teams and records, and you tell me. You got the Titans at 4, Titans 4-2, Ravens and Bengals both 4-3, Chargers 4-3, Jets 5-2, Dolphins 4-3.
See, again, the Jets is, I mean, that's a nice little record that they put together for themselves, and it is very surprising. It's very surprising. In a one-on-one contest against the Bengals, I couldn't go with the Jets, right?
Exactly.
And I get it. I get it. So what's name is 4-3. Somebody's saying, well, they got a better record. No. So I'm going to say the third best team because I believe they are ascending. In a head-up known matchup, Ravens versus Cincinnati, I'm going to go with Cincinnati, and I'm going to say Cincinnati Bengals.
And they play – they just played recently.
But right now though, Brandon, so you're gonna like this. Right now though, there is a bit of a gap between what the Bengals can do against if they had to play Buffalo in Buffalo, or if they had to play Kansas City in Kansas City. Right now, I don't think they would come out with a victory. If that makes sense.
Okay. John, trivia question real quick before we bring him on. There's one team in the AFC that is undefeated on the road. Which team is that?
Undefeated on the road. I'm going to say
with a 4-0 record. 4-0 on the road.
Well, it ain't the Colts. Damn. We'll say Tennessee.
The New York Football Jets.
Oh, wow.
4-0 on the road. So Salas has them playing, so it's crazy. It's hard because you're just thinking, you don't want to trust the Jets, even though the record shows it. And the Dolphins, they've got their chinks in the iron as well, that, you know, the cracks in it. You've got the Chargers. We just talked about them. We don't believe in them at all.
Here's what I'll say, Brandon. From a betting standpoint, didn't the NFL kind of set the Jets up to not necessarily have a bad schedule? Like a schedule that they couldn't, like, where they're playing, like, Kansas
check out
City,
the schedule real quick. So they played the – and I will say this. Pittsburgh Steelers, no – well, here we go. Let me try this again for you. First game was against the Ravens. They lost, okay, Lamar Jackson. Week two, they played the Browns, beat them by one. Backup quarterback. Then they lost to the Bengals. Okay, so there's their two losses. They played the Steelers, don't have a quarterback. They played the Dolphins, beat them, did not have a quarterback. They played the Packers. I mean, they had a quarterback, but they played the Broncos, did not have a quarterback. So their schedule gets fun now. This is where you're going to find out what the Jets are, because their next six games are tough. They've got the Patriots at home. They've got the Bills at home. They've got the Patriots on the road. They're home against the Bears, and they're at the Giants, and then they're at the Bills. That's the next six games for the Jets.
That just kind of proves my point. And I'm not saying that Pittsburgh is a chump or any of the teams is really chump. A lot of the teams they play right now already are transitioning themselves. We already this game a whole big dial trap, like, what the hell's wrong with the Green Bay Packers? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the teams they played already right now, they haven't played the Kansas City. They haven't played a super elite. That's what I'm saying. They haven't played a Los Angeles Rams. Somebody who's 14 on you and you ain't scored three. You know what I mean? But, like, no, man. Hey, is Reggie still on hold? You better bring him on, man.
He is. Reggie Sykes, King of Trolls, what's going on? Are you doing okay?
What's going on, buddy? I'm good, man. I didn't like you trolling me a little bit earlier, you know, about no matter how much money I spend, it's going to hurt my golf game. But I'm going to slide.
Man, it's all love, brother. All love.
Let me tell you something, man. I hear y'all talking football. The Jets are for real. Now, the Browns' record may be 2-5, but the tight end and Nick Chubb have gotten me a lot of fantasy points. And then one week, even the wide receiver from Alabama got me some points. Their record doesn't necessarily say how good they are. Right now, in the AFC, I mean – any given Sunday, man, you can be beat, man. That's why the Jets can look. I think the Miami Dolphins are contenders. But I think the Jets, it's just something about the Jets that intrigues me. I love to see New England losing. And I just think that look, the Colts beat Kansas City. The Jets beat Green Bay. And Jonathan, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because the Jets beat Green Bay in Green Bay, so you should have been able to answer that question. I knew that was the Jets right off, you know. You may need to worry a little bit. I think Thunder running back have a high ankle sprain right now. So let's see what the other guy comes in and do.
Yeah.
But really, this is what the NFL wanted. They want any given Sunday you can beat. Because at first I thought, would nobody in the world going to beat Buffalo? Buffalo was going to go undefeated, and bam, they got beat. Kansas City was looking unbeatable. Bam, the Colts.
Reggie, I thought Green Bay should be. I thought Green Bay should at least sweep their division. I thought Green Bay was that good.
No, I didn't think they were that good. I really did. And I didn't think New England was going to be that good. I mean, just any given Sunday, you can be beat. And I think that's a good thing for the NFL. I think that's going to drive.
Ask him the elephant in the room, Josh. Go ahead and ask him the elephant in the room.
I don't think Reggie's happy about the coach. He can't be.
I'm happy that they made switch. I feel like they should have made switch a long time ago. I don't blame Matt Ryan for all of it. I blame I think I told you this 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago, the highest paid offensive line in the league. And this is the best you can do. I blame the offensive line.
Right?
Can't be happy with it.
I'm 50-50. I think Ellinger, or however you say his name, needs a chance to see what we have in here. I liked him in preseason, but like you said, he was going up against number threes and number twos. Let's see what he do against number ones. And then I think the biggest problem I have with him is he going to be able to read some of these defenses. That's the only thing. Because evidently his arm strength, from the reports I've heard, he's been working with a QB guru, and his arm speed has gotten a little bit faster. I was worried about his arm strength, but he showed me a few things in preseason. So supposedly if you have the best, quote-unquote, offensive line in the league, maybe he can get the ball down there. It sounds like to me that Paris Campbell and Pittman and Alex Pierce, they all want to just throw the ball and see if we can get there. And Matt wasn't there yet. We already know that Ellinger can dink and dab. We all know that he can escape a little trouble because he's a little bit faster than Matt. But I think that Ron kind of needs to go in and sit out. I think he may still be injured from last year. Let the guy playing when he got hurt go back in and play and do that line. Because if the center and the quarterback aren't on the same page, it's going to be hard to interpret what's going on. So let's see if Ellinger's ready. I'm anxious to see. I hope he's ready. I pray that he's ready. I'm not giving up on the season. Yeah, we're still in second place, right?
Red,
so we still got a chance to make
Brandon
some noise.
Brandon thought you was going to sugarcoat it, man. Brandon thought your
No, I knew Reggie wasn't going to be happy. I mean, he can't be happy with the play.
No, no, not happy with the play at all, but.
We've had him on this show. He knows real's real. I mean, come on.
The offensive line, that's why I'm not really overly mad at Matt. Yeah, Madden did some stuff, and he had some fumbles. But that offensive line, you cannot be the highest paid offensive line in the NFL, and you've already getting 24 sacks. You cannot. That just doesn't make any sense. Hey, it's Nick Jerome. And I'm glad Ursa came in there and did that, made those changes. You know, D.C. Cox gives me a hard time on Facebook about my coach, talks a lot of trash and everything, because he's a hater. And he cheers for 16 games.
Yes, he is a
hater.
Don't start that hater.
No, I'm just going to tell you why he's a hater. Let me tell you why he's a hater.
Okay.
He's a hater because he's mad because Ursa smoke up about Snyder. Wouldn't nobody else speak up about him? And he did. So D. Cobb wants to bring up his troubled past with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But Ursa has took responsibility for that, and he's helping people with mental illnesses and everything. So,
right.
Which of us haven't made mistakes in life? It's how you come back from life and recover. So I think Ursay did right speaking up against Snyder, and I'm happy. I'm happy with Ursay's owner. I think he gives the GM and the coaches the tools to win, and he trusts them, and pretty much they're out of their lane. But I think he made this call on the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And if this doesn't work, earlier in the season I was saying Frank needed to go. Now I'm going to say if this doesn't work out, Frank and the GM needs to go. Let's see what kind
of
Frank
they're,
you do.
They're running out of scapegoats.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Frank Wright might be that new head coach at IU or something, or Western Kentucky. That's where he'll be the next head coach at a college or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, Reg, I got to ask you, man. You were down in Louisiana.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
How was Southern?
I had a great time, man, drinking a lot of scotch. We won our homecoming game like 51-7. I had a lot of gumbo and fried catfish and oysters and clams and just all kinds of fresh seafood. And got to see a lot of old people. Got to troll a couple of Cowboy fans, a couple of James fans. Got to troll a lot of Aints fans. And basically, it was a good time. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know what the line is, but Southern is playing Jackson State this weekend. I think game day is – I was supposed to go to this game.
They are there. I saw that.
I think game day is going to be there. I'm telling you, take Southern in the points.
Give me a second. I'll find you the spread.
I think we're going to win outright, but take the points anyway. I'm standing
here.
Just like I called another game that last time. I gave you a tip last time. I told you to take the Colts and the points against Kansas City. You remember I said that?
You didn't say it. I said it during the show.
We got to find the audio.
I said it too.
They don't have it out yet on DraftKings.
I think he did say it. I think he did take that.
He did. We both did.
I think Colts in the fourth. Yeah.
They don't have it out yet, Reggie. But
I would guess that they're going to give Southern 14 points. Because I got to
say that much.
Even though Deion got some horses in there now. Deion's trying to get D1 transfers. He ain't sweat.
He ain't sweat.
You respect the sweat. When you come in to sweat, you respect
the sweat.
Or the sweat
comes in
a big deal. Right.
John thinks he's sweat. He ain't sweat.
Oh, my God.
But he has did a lot for the sweat.
I can't believe we talked about this.
He has did a lot for the sweat.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Mississippi Valley and Alcorn didn't even have personal trainers. He offered to bring personal trainers down for them. So he has did a lot for the SWAC. He has brought a lot of attention.
Hey, Reg, I got the spread
SWAC
for you.
What's the spread?
Jackson State -8.
Yeah, take the 8. Take the 8.
Over
they
under 64.
Ooh, take the 8.
Shit.
Not posted yet. I just found it on Google search. So,
take the under 64. Our defense isn't too bad this year.
Remind me on Saturday. I'll put some on it.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Hey, it's supposed to be 70 degrees Saturday. You got to work?
No, buddy. I work Monday through Friday now.
I may see if we can get out. I'm going to call some people, and I'll get back with you. Hey, I'm not mad with the Pacers. I'm anxious to see Miles tonight get out there in Chicago.
Miles is starting tonight.
I think Ben's going to be starting
on,
here
Reggie,
in a second.
Reggie, I'm glad we got you on here, man. The Pacers, who we professionally on this Crossroads Sports Show talk about, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know what's going on. Listen.
Easy,
the
John.
They start, okay? Ben Mathurin, he hasn't started any games.
He's working his way into it.
He's working his way into
just
it.
Just relax,
I think
John.
They just, wow. I think he has a few things. He'll be starting by.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you. I like dude. Listen, I like Duarte. I would sub out Duarte right now.
No. Well, Duarte has sucked lately.
He's coming off
but
the bench.
No.
Yeah,
keep
they
him
got,
off
they got
keep Nisbet. Him coming off the bench because I'm loving those spreads. I'm taking Mathurin points over every game.
So I do have a problem Nisbet. With him. So I got a problem with him coming off the bench. I got a problem
Why?
With him coming off the bench.
I don't.
Dude, he ain't Šarūnas Marcelonis. That dude, let's let him go, man. He ain't here to be the sixth man.
They
ain't here to be the sixth man of the year.
They want him
to
learn the game right now. They know we're not going to win a championship.
This dude went to Arizona, man. He know how to play.
John, we know what we're going to get from him, man.
Yeah.
Let him be.
They're trying to turn him to the microwave already. He's 20-something years old,
man.
No.
I agree with Reef on this one. You bring him along slow.
Exactly.
Of course you would, golf buddy.
I think also, now I don't want Westbrook here.
John,
you know, I really don't want to give up Turner.
John,
I really don't want to give up Turner. No, let me finish talking.
Stop.
Let me finish talking.
Reggie, stop.
I really
Reggie,
don't.
I'm not present.
Listen.
Reggie, as friend,
listen,
friend to friend.
Listen, can I talk?
He's
can
not
I talk?
Playing.
Can I talk? Turner's playing tonight.
Absolutely.
He's supposed to play tonight.
No.
He was questionable.
Who is? Miles Turner?
Yeah,
he's
playing. He's starting. He's starting now. They just announced he's starting.
So
I'm about
so
to
check it
out.
For those two first-round draft picks, I'd be willing to give you those two players. But those are going to have to be unprotected. If that happened with
they're
the
Pacers, they're not going to do that.
They know. Listen, they know Westbrook would mess up with their groin here. They would buy him out. I'm almost positive they would buy him out.
But here's the thing. That
they
Reggie,
would buy him out.
Reggie, don't act like the Pacers is the only offer on the table.
No, but I think they're smart by waiting.
Utah,
but I want them
listen to what I'm saying.
Draft
listen to what I'm saying. And tomorrow when you go into work, you'll sound like if you repeat what I'm saying, you'll be like, damn, right. Utah is going to get into this Russell Westbrook trade situation as well because Danny Ainge is trying to win right now in Orlando. Right now, they're winning games.
What 3-point shooters do they have in Utah? They don't have any.
Listen,
they
doesn't
want
matter.
The 3-point shooter.
You just got to remove the problem.
No, they're not going to do
point,
that.
Be the Lakers.
They want 3-point shooters. They're not going to take less shooters.
I'm not giving you an did you see that winning top of kid? Did you see him? Did you see what he does?
That's a G League dude.
There's some other kids out here too. Like that's going to go to Duke or going to North Carolina.
Yeah.
That we're going to see Boozer's son. That dude's
in the G League.
There's some
players.
And
I would support taking to get him. But
oh,
I want
wow.
them two first round draft picks that the Lakers got. I want the two
but,
first round draft picks that the Lakers got.
The Pacers.
That's
would
what
never.
I want.
The Pacers would never. Even if
they
had the opportunity to draft, they're going to draft. Instead of drafting, you know, him, they draft Steve Stepanovich. That's what the Pacers
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
Yes,
they
would.
They will. If Lakers give up those draft picks, those two players are out of here.
Give me Victor Wembanyama, baby.
I think there's a better deal on the table. Basically, we're trying to say,
but it's going to have to involve some draft picks. It's going to have to involve draft picks. For sure.
Yeah,
you know who I still want, John? I talked about him last year. He's going
to
be a free agent. Give me Cam Johnson in this tier. Bring me Cam Johnson from Phoenix over to this squad. I'm telling you, he can do something.
Yeah.
He's a free agent after this year.
For Big Miles.
All right, fellas. You have a good night, man. I got to do a little work around here. I'm going to finish listening to y'all.
All right, brother. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Reg.
In control.
Hey, I'll let you know what I find out on golf, Brandon.
Sounds good.
Later.
All right, that's our guy, King of Trolls, Reggie Sykes. John, looking at the way too early 2023 mock draft. Indiana Pacers, they right now have them slated at fifth, taking point guard / shooting guard freshman from Arkansas, Nick Smith. So,
oh my God,
we'll see. Hey, I just want Victor or I want Scoot. Give me one of the two.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be some guys in this draft, but woefully young, but I can
I know you're a big Caleb Love guy, too.
Caleb Love?
Yes.
No, you know, I'm all about Drew Timmy over here, Drew Timmy.
Man, this dude, he's about 36 by the time he gets to the league. Hey, here's your respect for Drew Timmy. They have him going at 55.
Oh, wow. Well, at least he got picked.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
What time is Tanner calling in?
He's supposed to call in any time now. If you want to shoot him a text in our group chat, send him one of those messages. I can't get on my phone. Man, those 76ers had a rough start. They kind of got it together last night against the Pacers. On Monday night against the Pacers, Harden. Harden's playing like a man possessed this year so far. The problem is, he just, as Barkley said the other night, he just dribbles the hell out of that basketball. He had 400 and some dribbles himself in one of the games when the rest of the team had less than 370.
Yeah, they look like some underperformers from a team standpoint.
Are they trying to tank for Victor?
Not again.
I'll let you finish, but Doc Rivers, the best thing going for Doc Rivers as they start out 0-3 is the fact that the Phillies and the Eagles are both good. Nobody's attention's on the Sixers right
now. Yeah, nobody's really paying attention right now. No, they're not. So I think they're a good enough ball club. Once they get, I don't know what is going on here, these jitters, right? I'm getting back into it, get worked out. They'll win some games, definitely, potentially. Definitely, my personal opinion, challenge for the division, the Atlanta division crown. So, like right now, the Pacers gave them a favor, did them a favor, you know what I mean? And I thought it could have been in a competitive game. Pacers, I don't know. Brandon, I don't understand Carlisle's rotations, but that's another story for another time.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
I went to the game Friday night. They almost came back and won. They were down 16 with 2 minutes to go.
Hope. You got a lot of hope. You got a lot of hope in you. So, but, no, man. I don't want this to be all about the Pacers and me downing them. So, and I know we don't want to talk about a whole lot of NBA anyway tonight, but who else is we probably need to take a commercial because we ain't played for a while.
Break? You want to do a commercial break? All right, we do a commercial break. We'll pay for some of them ads. Here we go. First, we'll be back. When we get back, we'll talk. By the way, I want to finish one thing NBA when we get back. I want to talk Warriors and Suns. So we'll hit that up as we get back after these messages.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Also want to thank our sponsor, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, where ideas are created and dreams are born. Specializing in custom motorcycles, boats, slingshots, Jeeps, and trucks. Offering pickups, deliveries, and shipping worldwide. Check us out today, MavericksCustomMotorsports.com. Let them know Crossroads Sports sent you.
Crossroads Sports would also like to thank Wiseman Logistics, their team that dedicates to the successful delivery of your packages. Services, domestic and commercials, available for delivery of your packages 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's Wiseman Logistics. Hit them up at 877-744-6212. Wiseman Logistics.
All right, and we are back. Thank you to our three sponsors, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Wiseman Logistics, as well as Mavericks Custom Motorsports. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. And also, thank you to our listening audience. every week that listens to us. Great interactions, John, we've had on Facebook with a lot of people interacting with the posts that we've had, and it's great, great, great times as we approach everything, the holiday season and such. So looking forward to it all. John, last night I was texting you. I knew you were already 4 hours in deep already sleeping. But I watched the Suns and Warriors game, and it felt like a late May Western Conference Final playoff game. I sent you a thing. I said there's been 7 texts here in the third quarter. Klay just got tossed to Jalen with Booker. If I'm seeing this in an October basketball, I'm all for it. I love it.
That's all for it, right, right. And playoff level intensity basketball, we only like 4 games into it, man. We got a lot of trash talk going with stars. Usually trash talk is like a lower level player that's trying to prove himself, a John Starks, Nippin' Ned Michael Jordan, a what's my guy? He tried to get Kobe to flinch. Kobe didn't flinch.
Oh, Roger Bell. Or no, it was Matt Barnes,
always some lower level guy trying to get it, you know what I'm saying, nific. So like, yeah, that's what, like, no, this is star on star. Now this is ascending star going against a declining star. We know Klay Thompson to be a little less Klay. I mean, dude, it is what it is. You got 2 devastating injuries that happened basically back to back years. And he's not the same. He's the lateral movement and maybe even, you know, the shooting touch is just a little bit off. It's still all-star level good, but not necessarily.
Nah, he's pissed off.
Right? So him and Booker get into a little jaw-jacking match, and whoever knows, there might be some other stuff, you know, saying water cooler material. If you ask me offline, I'm not going to – they might have had a, you know what I'm saying, you know, right, right. Nah, guys.
Right. Justin Powell says – Klay killed my Luka, Kuzma, and Klay parlay. Yeah, I had a same-game parlay last night with 8 different things to hit. When he got ejected, that pretty much wrapped it up for me because I hit all the rest. I did, though. I did miss out big. I had a huge parlay. All I needed was Cam Johnson to hit 1 more 3. He hit his first one in the second quarter, and Devin Booker was basically a ball hog the rest of the damn game. He shot 2 more, didn't come close to the iron. I stayed up and watched the whole damn thing. Missed out on that. But we did hit tonight. First basket prop, Drew Holiday for the Bucks. $20 there, just won 140. So got to love that. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that in the bank account. On that, we call that easy money. We just need James Booknight here. Booknight just hit a 3 for the Hornets. I need him to get 1 more. They're playing the Knicks tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Quick score update, Pacers-Bulls 8-8. Halliburton with 3 points. Turner leads away with 1 rebound. So we'll see how Miles does. Looks like Tanner's going to call in here in about 5 minutes, so we'll get him calling in. John, Adam Silver says that the NBA is watching very exclusively to make sure there's no tanking going on. I guess he's watching the Pacers, making sure.
And what's he going to do about it? Make sure that we play our guys, or is he going to find one of his bosses? He could. No, tanking leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth, man, at least in a true sports fan's mouth, man. Yes, would anybody want the chance to have their team had the best players from wherever, Duke, Australia, Arizona, wherever they come from, Purdue. You know, so we know what great basketball factories are kind of pumping out the next big, you know what I'm saying, that guy.
Here, right? JB, we'll take a call real quick. We'll see if try to squeeze in a call. D-Cot, you're on. You got 5 minutes. Somebody else calling.
I got you. Fair enough. I'm checking in. I don't even know what you guys have been talking about because I've been working, right? So I do want to hit a couple things real quick about my Pacers. Very athletic, finally, after all these years. Unfortunately, we got a coach who can't keep up. So I'm doing the chant already to fire our coach and get a guy in there that's engaged with having guys run up and down the court and probably your second or third best player start the game. That's the rookie Ben, right? Ben is the truth, and this is my problem with that coach, right? He's so antiquated. This ain't the Boston Garden in the mid-'80s, okay? Get these guys up and down the court. They're not very deep. So get them up and down the court. Let them be exciting and let them run into some wins as opposed to holding them back trying to do whatever you're trying to do. That's my take on
I don't know what he's trying to do.
I have no idea. So, hey, did you guys talk college football tonight? I know
no,
I
not yet.
I sent y'all my ranking. I think I got Bama 7 or 8. I think somebody laughed at me. That's really true. But why? They struggle with Texas. They struggle with A&M. Two teams are really poor right now, right? And then they struggle and they lose to Tennessee. They've got to be 7 or 8,
bounce,
man. I'm dead.
As I said, they will bounce back up into the top 5.
But this is my point, though. Everything's still in front of them, of course. But right now they're 7 or 8. We can say, well, down the road they're going to be this. Well, we ain't down the road yet.
There's no way I would put USC over them per their records and per who they play. There's no way I would put Wake Forest over them.
I didn't have USC over them. Hell, I think
I'm just saying. Those are the teams. Oregon has flirted with. Remember, Oregon's also the team that got blown out by Florida. Now they bounced back.
I watched
Oregon play. They bounced back. They corralled Utah. You know what I'm saying? And then they beat UCLA. I was shocked. They beat UCLA. You know what I'm saying?
UCLA had a much better quarterback than the quarterback at Oregon, too. So, yeah, that was a big surprise.
We may have to
readjust what we think here in the next couple of weeks because these teams are going to be playing each other. Tennessee's got a big game this weekend. I think they beat Ole Miss by at least 10. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, if they beat Ole Miss, Ole Miss ain't fell out of the top 25 yet. I don't believe.
I need them to beat Ole Miss. I need them to beat Ole Miss.
Well, they'll beat Ole Miss, but that'll use it. That might mess it. That propels them to be like number 2.
Who are you talking about this week?
Great.
If Tennessee beats Ole Miss,
they
should propel them
to
be like number 2 or 3.
They don't. Ole Miss plays at Texas A&M. Kentucky plays at Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Kentucky. You're right. It's Kentucky. If you remember
Kentucky
preseason,
like 42?
They were ranked higher in Tennessee.
Kentucky's 19.
Kentucky like they're 19.
Yep.
If Kentucky beats them, now obviously all bets are off. But if Tennessee wins that game, that propels them in the top 3. I have them at four right now.
Yeah, Tennessee needs to win. They'll win. But I know you guys got someone else calling in. Again, I'm still working anyway. But I'll message you guys on the side with some of this conversation. JB, keep that coming, man, and keep tagging me because sometimes I miss stuff, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sounds good. Thanks, D-Cock.
All right, you guys, be safe. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Woo!
We got our guy.
Wow.
Penrod, what's going on, T?
Hey, what's happening? Sorry, fellas. I totally forgot about this niece's little orchestra recital, but I got out of there, so yeah, we're good.
Nice.
This is a lot better than what I had to go through in there, so we're good.
A lot more important, right?
Oh, man.
Just, I don't want to get you in trouble, so.
I listened to her part and I dipped.
Let me get up here. Our last week, gentlemen, last week, oh boy, it was rough for me and Tanner, or for me and Jonathan, both going 4-6. Tanner went 6-4. Tanner now has got that added two more games. Tanner's 39-33-2. I'm 35-37-2, just below 500. Jonathan, 30-42-2. So, JB, who won last year's, he's got some ground to make up.
I blame the NIL. I blame the impact of the NIL.
Listen, Ball State Cardinals, they screwed us last week against Eastern. Complete shit show on homecoming.
Coming folded like a taco in that second half.
Just couldn't get it done for us. For me and you, John, the damn Boilermakers. Just just embarrassing. And I texted doing, you. Man. I said, this is the type of game where this is your one shot to get over the hump to prove it, and you pissed down your leg and got your ass. It showed what kind of team you really are.
I told you I wasn't going to take Purdue the rest of the season. I still don't. I'm not taking them today either, this week either.
Stop it.
Clemson. They're on a bye.
They're on a bye.
Purdue's on a bye.
Clemson and Syracuse. I said Clemson was going to beat them by 100. Syracuse hung in there. I'm going to give them their flowers.
Oh, Syracuse is going to beat the hell out of Notre Dame this week.
IU did the right thing. They got hammered. Notre Dame didn't cover for us. You had a UNLV, Tanner. You won that. I think it was like a half a point or a point was the difference there in that spread.
It wasn't much. Yeah, it wasn't much. Got
but for me and John, we took Oklahoma State. John, me and you got a ride with Oklahoma State over Texas. Texas is not back. Tanner, you had Texas on that one. We all three had LSU, so that was big. We all three had UCLA, and they just got curb stomped by Oregon.
Yeah, they did.
And then obviously Alabama covered. So. Smaller card this week, boys. Smaller card. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I say that. I think we got 9 games. So let's see. Let's go through the first ones. I'll lead the way. Actually, no. I think I started first a couple times 2 weeks ago, and Jonathan did last week. Tanner, we're going to have you start first. Number 2,
okay.
Ohio State, 15.5-point favorites at Penn State. The wideout was last week. They should have saved it one more week. What do you like?
Oh, man. If Penn State's going to have anything to stay, I know it. This has been a tough one. I wish it was under 2 touchdowns, and I would probably go Ohio State. Smith and Jigba still, they say he's day-to-day. I'm going to go Nittany Lions. That's a lot. That place is tough.
Oh, wow.
Is it a night game, too, or is it no night game?
Give me a second. I'll have it for you in a minute.
If it's a nooner, that's going to help.
12 o'clock noon.
Yeah.
It's a big game at noon on Fox.
Oh, man. I don't. I ride with dogs all the time. Give me the dogs. I'm gonna ride with Penn State. Give me Penn State.
Not so fast, my friend. Hey, Buckeyes are out to prove a mission. It's a day game, like you said. If it's a night game, I'd be the other way. Give me the Buckeyes. They may win by 17. It covers the spread. Give me the Buckeyes. John?
I like Ohio State. Penn State ain't got enough offense to keep up with them.
Okay. Next one, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish at number 16, Syracuse. Syracuse, 3-point favorites. Give me the Q's minus the 3. I think they cover this and win. Q's keep the season rolling.
I'm quick with you. I'm going to snap it. I said it earlier. I don't think Notre Dame proved me anything. They beat up on a crappy UNLV team. A 3-point spread only against Syracuse. They looked real good last week. You thought it might have been a trap game, but they played real well. They're going to come back. I think they're just going to win again. I think they win by a tutter.
Okay. John?
I do not like young quarterbacks on the road, man. I really want to take Notre Dame. I do. I think obviously Syracuse has leveled up this year. We know this now. they're not necessarily contenders to a championship, but they're not necessarily pretenders. Are you got they? You got to play them. They beat Purdue. They played Clemson to a damn near standstill. Ah, man, I blindly pick, man. Go with y'all, man, and go with the other team. I'm gonna go with Notre Dame, dude. I think Notre Dame figures it out.
Oh,
they figure it out. They're gonna figure out and how to win on the road.
Flipped it on us.
At some point, you gotta put your band pants on. If you're a rookie, if you're a freshman, you gotta.
I think you've done that. I think you've done that. And that's what got you to your 30-42 record.
Giddy breathe.
Shit, I wasn't expecting that. Damn. we'll go to the next one here. Tanner, you're up. Number 9, Oklahoma State at number 22, Kansas State. Kansas State, 1.5-point favorites. Boys, I had Kansas State last week big on a bet, and they look great, and then they just pissed the bed in the second half against TCU. It about killed me just watching the damn game. But they're 1.5-point favorites at home against Oklahoma State. Tanner, who you like?
I'm going to go Cowboys. I think they're going to get it back. They need some – I think they can ride it out. They're a pretty good team. They could have probably beat TCU a couple weeks ago. So, and now it's a tough environment. So, I think they can win at Kansas State. Just being a small dog like that, give me the Cowboys.
John, I'll let you go, and then I'll
Brandon,
make mine.
Brandon, the game's at Kansas State.
It's at Kansas State. Do you want a time?
No, I don't need that, man. I'll take Kansas State. I'll make it simple.
3:30. You're taking Kansas State?
Yeah, taking Kansas State.
Okay. I'm going Oklahoma State because Kansas State is dead to me, and they are on my sports gambling dead list. Right now there's only three people on that list.
They're on your D&Bs, your do not bet?
Yep, they're on the do not bet now. Tanner, there are three. I keep it in my notes. There's three of those on there. It's Cam Johnson from the Suns, Clemson, and Kansas State.
Oh, man, I love
it. The list resets every year unless somebody just buries me. I'm taking Oklahoma State based on morals. I'm taking the Cowboys. Next one, Next one, Florida at number 1, Georgia. It's not actually there. It's at Jacksonville, the world's largest outdoor cocktail bowl. The Bulldogs, 22.5-point favorites in this game. Give me the Bulldogs to stomp those Gators.
Yeah, wow, I'll snap call it to you. Bulldogs rolling heavy.
Don?
Earlier in the year, this matchup looked a little bit more sexier. Yep. Now, Florida has not necessarily lived up to their potential. Probably going to be potentially some transition going on there with their leadership. From a coordinator standpoint, I don't think from a coach standpoint, from a coordinator standpoint in the offseason, but like, nah, man, there's no way these Florida Gators, they would need Tim Tebow and who else would they need?
Aaron Hernandez?
Danny Warfel?
They would need Tim Tebow and Danny Warfel and everybody. You know what I'm saying? There would be anything.
Jabbar Gaffney?
All of them to be Georgia. They don't have those guys available, man. So yeah, Georgia's gonna roll.
All right. Well, we have our first unanimous pick. So now on the unanimous picks, boys, we're gonna have the sounder for any time we have a unanimous pick anymore.
Woo! Oh, I love it. Love it. Three of them.
Three woos. Because we all three went with the same. So now on, if we have a unanimous, that's what it'll be. Boys, probably one of the sneaky good games this week that I'm going to like. Number 20, Cincinnati at UCF, taking on Jonathan Birdsong's Golden Knights. Big believer.
Wow.
The Golden Knights. It's a pick'em game. So the spread right now is a pick'em. Jonathan, let's go with you first.
Let me tell you something, man. I love me some mid-major football programs, right? And these are two powerhouse. These are two powerhouse mid-major. I mean, it is two powerhouse mid-major, but I'm going to tell you right now, though they are two powerhouse mid-major, the better mid-major right now is Luke Fickell, Cincinnati Bearcats. The Bearcats are good enough to beat anybody on a neutral field. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the point spread is. Give me the point spread again.
It's a pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
Oh, it's a pick 'em? Oh, yeah. Take the Bearcats.
Okay. Tanner?
Oh, man. This is a tough one. I don't even know what I like on this.
You want me to give you some info on it?
Yeah. Scott Frost ain't at UCF. That's the same thing.
Let me give you some thoughts while you're thinking about it.
Frost.
Huh?
Kick a man when he's down. Kick a man when he's down right now, Brent.
The game's at 3:30. Let me give you the matchup. The line's moving a little bit, so from where I had it yesterday. Currently, guys, let's see. I just want some freaking head-to-head. Cincinnati's won 3 of the last 4. Before that, UCF rolled off 3 in a row.
Yeah. I'll go with him on this one. This is going to be the ones where if I lose it, I'm just hoping for it. I'm not going to bet this personally. So
I'm not either.
The
game's in Cincinnati or is in Florida?
Florida.
It's in Florida. This is one of my dumbest things to do. I'm going to take a road guy right here, and I probably should take the home person.
Okay. I'm going to take UCF here, boys. I need to catch some games.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take
the
Golden Knights
here. Yeah. I think you're probably
going to go.
Probably hits.
Number 19, Kentucky at number 3, Tennessee. Tennessee, 13-point favorites at home. I don't think Kentucky can stop them. I think Tennessee covers this easily.
Oh, I've been waiting. They're one of my favorite teams to watch right now. I try not to miss the Tennessee game.
The next Indianapolis Colts quarterback.
Yeah, they flipped that pigskin around there. I love it. They're good. Kentucky showed me their thing when they played South Carolina and got beat. So, yeah, Tennessee Volunteers, Rocky Top all over their ass this weekend.
John?
The game's in
Tennessee.
Tennessee,
Rocky Top.
I mean, so there's a possibility that they're going to play that song.
Oh, it's going to be played 1,000 times.
It's going to be played every three minutes.
Hey, to make things worse, it's a night game. And to make things even way worse, they got blackout helmets and uniforms for the game.
They are sick
loonies.
I don't think any goalposts get torn down, but they're going to probably use Kentucky's ranking to like position themselves to be like, you know what I'm saying, 2 or 3 in the polls next week. So it's easier said than done. It's not like Kentucky's going to roll over. You know what I mean? This is a better Kentucky team. Their program has gotten significantly better in like the last 5 seasons.
Boys, I just sent you a picture.
I'll check it out. I'm going to say Tennessee, but, man, I think it's going to be a great game.
No,
I think they get curb stomped. Those uniforms are fire.
Stop.
But you say close game. So are they covering the 13 or not?
It is a rivalry game.
I didn't say close game. I said a great game.
Okay.
We're trying to put words in my mouth, Brandon.
All right, Joe Biden. I'm just trying to see if you ride the line or what.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
get him.
Slow down.
Hey. You never know. We got to do something with our college football three-way crew.
Yeah.
Michigan State at number 4, Michigan. Michigan, 21.5-point favorites in the big house, boys.
God.
In the big house. Tanner, you're up.
It's terrible.
I gotta take the Wolverines. Michigan State hasn't proved me anything. The one game I did watch them when I bet against them, Washington was all in that ass. So,
oh wow.
So, I'm going to go Michigan. I think he needs to prove it. Michigan still needs to prove it. I mean, I think they won a close one last year against them, so he could. I think he really won, and that's like the first time I believe Harbaugh's beat them. Was last year. It was first or second. And I think he needs to put another signature victory under his belt. I think he's going to put foot down throat this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to take Michigan as well. Night game, like you said, 21.5. Michigan's got that offense, and they've got the defense to stop them. Nothing stopping Michigan all the way to Ohio State game.
Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. I don't know what the outside bet is, how many yards they rush, but I bet you they rush probably about – I bet you an all-purpose yards rushing, I bet they put up at least 300 yards.
No.
Or more.
Oh, every bit.
Or more.
They're going to pound them hard.
against Michigan State, and this is just a down year for Michigan State. But Michigan doesn't care, right? So there's going to be kind of like that Cobra Kai no mercy type of relentlessness, you know what I mean, to make sure that it stamps the stamp of approval. Now, who knows what's going to happen 2 years from now when Michigan State's got some, got some ponies to go back. But right now, this weekend, today, Michigan is just going to roll them, and that's what's going to happen. So, Michigan.
Oh, there we go, boys. Another one. We actually didn't do it for Tennessee either, but there we go. We're all on the Michigan Wolverines. Number 17, Illinois. Only a 7-point favorite on the road at Nebraska. Does that smell fishy to anybody else? Only a 7-point favorite at Nebraska. Yep. John, let you go first.
No, man. Wisconsin has played better at home since the firing of their head coach.
You mean Nebraska, not Wisconsin.
Shame on me. Color scheme.
I think I'll back you up. They both are playing great since they fired their coach.
They played a little bit better, man. So yeah. I thought they was gonna roll. I thought Nebraska, and I thought the guys, I thought Nebraska was done. And I thought the guys, be transferred. They'd be kind of like that, and that hasn't been the case. They kind of held it together. They're not going to be in running for anybody's, division, or Lord knows they ain't going to be playing in nobody's bowl game. Come January or February. But as far as this, it's tough, man. It's tough. Nebraska at home is like now that they removed the Scott Frost and whatever the hell he was doing. Give me Nebraska. I think they cover.
I'm going to take Illinois. It's a day game. Those corn-fed Cornhuskers all in the fields trying to get their farms done. They get the crops in before winter hits. It's a day game. They ain't got no stone left. Give me Illinois.
Stop it.
I've got to go with Reeve, too, just not for that reason. I think Bielema.
Not for that reason, yeah. Thank goodness.
He had a bad loss against IU. I think their team's better. If they played them again, IU, I believe Illinois would beat them.
Right.
And the last time Nebraska had a big game with that Oklahoma team, that's whatever they are, so bad, and they came in there and wiped their ass all over that stadium and beat them like a dog. I think Illinois can cover the 7. So, give me the Fighting Illini.
Last game of the week, boys. Number 15, Ole Miss. 2.5-point favorites at Texas A&M. Ole Miss with the loss last week. They're at Texas A&M this week. Tanner, we'll let you go first.
As bad as I don't want to. If I'm taking A&M, they're catching points at home. I can't. Oh, man.
John?
Yeah, just give me A&M. Even though Ole Miss is going to be hot after that loss.
Yeah.
I'm just giving A&M,
but I have a feeling it's not going to be a good pick.
I'm staying away
betting-wise on this game.
Yeah, I'm going Ole Miss. I'm going Ole Miss. A&M, not a This is a smidge of controversy. Oh, man, didn't Texas A&M just have like 7 guys leave the program?
Yeah, they got like 7 guys suspended.
Yeah,
this
so,
week.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, they're going through something there in Texas A&M. So I'm not gonna go crazy Lewis Riddick on them and like hype it up. But like they're going, it's still a good football club for sure. But. Ole Miss is a little bit better this year. They take a step back last week. I think they get back to the winning. Give me Ole Miss.
Okay, give me Ole Miss as well. I think the Fighting Lane Kiffin, the Lane train, I think they right the ship. They have to get this ship righted because they've got Alabama coming in a couple weeks. They need to make sure everybody comes to that stadium for the game. I think they win this one. Like we said, A&M's got like 6-7 players suspended. This is the game A&M should win, but not this year. This is the Lane Train. This is Lane Train's step. He needs to win these games here. He keeps a win these games. It proves that he can take the Auburn job at the end of the year. So I've got Kip on the boys. So,
you're going to have old Lane Train just bouncing around job to job?
Hey, you don't think he wants to be in the same state as Nick Saban recruiting? Yeah, he could throw him. You got to be lying. If they offered to him, he'll take it.
Nick Saban's about to retire. He said he's done.
Stop it. He just signed a new deal.
No, Saban said he's done. End of the year.
The day Saban is done there is the day that you're done going to Ball State University campus.
All right, I'll send you that article.
Well,
yeah, he said he's done.
All right,
I'll find it for you. I read it the other day. He said he was going to hang it up.
What, his marriage, maybe?
I'm finding this thing and I'm sending it to you. I'm curb stomping your face in the article.
All right, Tanner. Anything else before you guys let you go?
No, I don't have anything. I'm going to tweet out some things in the NFL. I think I like a couple things coming later, but I want to firm them the lines before I get there. So,
okay.
I'll tweet both of you guys with some solid things probably by definitely
mm-hmm.
Friday, probably maybe Friday night when I get off work, because that's when I do most of all my right before bed, so I can put my bets in case I oversleep. So, yeah, after work. So I'll fire some things off to you probably Friday sometime, what I like.
Have you seen Jonathan's favorite man in the last week?
Not since I went over to his house and saw Herman Urban Meyer that one time. I haven't seen Double B since then.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, we fired off some.
Whoa. My favorite person. Wow.
That's funny. We fired off some
Polish
back and forth, but nothing. But nothing. I haven't seen him in person.
Oh, shoot. All right. Perfect. Tanner, thank my man. We'll see you.
Hey, pleasure. Yeah,
we'll continue on Twitter.
I'm good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll tweet at you guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
See
love you guys on here. All right.
See you,
buddy. Thanks for calling in, Tanner.
All right. John, we've got to wrap the show, my man. Any last things before we wrap it?
No, man. Hell, we didn't even talk. We did talk a little bit about Major League Baseball, man. So yeah, check for that. It's on Friday as the World Series starts, man. We had a great show, man. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Thanks for everybody for checking in on the Facebook Live, man. Thanks for everybody's support. Crossroads Sports, Wiseman Logistics, our sponsors, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Mavericks Custom Motorsports. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice, man. Brandon, we did another great one, man. Episode. Let's do it
231. Woo! So we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Go for Pacers.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.